Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. Since it's Friday, that means it's Op-Ed Friday. In this case, it means opinion and education. And in this case, we have an article. I was trying to think about what to do, right? I was at a conference this week, and I thought about talking about conferences, but I've done that in the past. And then, like manna from heaven, an article pops up that makes it interesting to talk about. So we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to put a link to this article in the show notes. It's from cybernews.com. It's Ernestus Knapper's reporting. Number of cyber attacks jumps to new record. The first quarter of 2024 marked a significant increase in cyber attacks, and the most heavily targeted industries were research, government, military, and healthcare, according to Checkpoint Report. Checkpoint sees an intriguing shift in the landscape of cyber attacks, both in frequency and in nature of threats. During the first quarter of 2024, organizations suffered 28% more cyber attacks on average compared to the previous quarter and 5% more compared to the same period last year. On average, the weekly number of cyber attacks per single organization stood at 1,308, which was the highest ever. Quote, this escalation is not just a number, but a stark reminder of the persistent and evolving threat landscape, and the substantial increase from quarter four 2023 accentuates a worrying trend of rapid escalation in cyber threats, the report says. The most affected industries were education and research, which were targeted 2,454 attacks per organization weekly on average. Government and military organizations were attacked 1,692 times each week on average, and the number of healthcare was at 1,605. Hardware vendors saw the largest increase in attacks, 37%, reaching 1,185 attacks per organization. Ransomware attacks continue to surge. Ransomware operators posted close to 1,000 victims on their dark websites. That's just in the last 90 days. North America was the most impacted, accounting for 59% of published ransomware attacks, followed by Europe at 24%. Why is that the case? That's where the money is. The manufacturing industry was the number one target, accounting for 29% of attacks, followed by healthcare with an 11% share. Businesses must adopt a multifaceted approach to cybersecurity, encompassing robust data backups, frequent cyber awareness training, timely security patches, stronger user authentication, and advanced anti-ransomware solutions, researchers warn. Proactive engagement with AI-powered defenses can significantly bolster an organization's resilience against these threats. And there's a link to the report if you want to read the whole thing. But the reason I picked this is because year in and year out, we have the same conversation almost every quarter of every year. At the end of quarter two, 2024, we will likely say that the number of attacks has increased yet again. And why is this? We are certainly spending money on how to protect ourselves from cyber attacks in most cases, right? We're certainly having conferences to talk about the difference in cyber attacks and what goes on in the cyber world and how to protect ourselves. And vendors go all over the country every week to get people to sign up for their hardware and their software stuff, solutions, and AI is being incorporated with machine learning into cyber defenses and all this. Yet the number of attacks continues to increase. How do we resolve this issue? The sad thing is, I don't think we resolve it anytime soon. Sorry about that. I don't know where that cough came from. Kind of came out of nowhere. But anyway, the government's not coming to protect any of this. So let's just stop that right there. If you think there's going to be some kind of law that stops all this and protects everything and all is good to be well, no, that ain't happening anytime soon. If anything, it'll make it harder for companies to do what they need to do to protect themselves. And so if you're a business owner, if you're a business itself, if you're a leader, what do you do? Well, you need to look at, and this is something I talked about at a conference I was at this week, where I talked about strategic cyber leadership. And it was the point of it was it doesn't have to be difficult. There's things you can do. I kind of talked about what good cyber leaders look like, what bad leaders look like, and then kind of just some simple tips to improve your cyber leadership. And part of this, my guess is, and again, let's step back a second before I get into that. When they say cyber attacks, they're not saying that, like, for example, one of the things was education and research. There were 2,454 attacks per organization. That basically just means there's some kind of unauthorized attempt to get into a network. Doesn't mean they were successful. This is not indicating success of attacks. It's just showing that there's a lot of attacks. It's kind of like if you're a country and you're getting bombed 2,400 times a day, that's certainly a problem. Some of them are going to hit, regardless whether you have an Iron Dome protection or not. So ultimately, with this number of attacks, it just takes one to get in, but it takes your defenders have to defeat all of these attacks. And companies clearly are doing somewhat better in understanding what they kind of need to do. The problem is figuring out how to do it. And leadership is part of that. You have to have a strategic plan to how you're going to deal, how you're going to look at the cyber landscape. And I think too many companies just don't have that leadership in place. Sure, they have may have good leaders that do good from a business development perspective and find customers and do all that stuff correctly. But this cyber piece is a continuous, ongoing item that most companies tend to think, I don't have anything anyone would want. And so I'm never going to be a victim until they become a victim because they are not taking the necessary steps to protect themselves. I mean, let's look at historically the last, you know, set of particular cyber attacks, MGM. They make a lot of money. They should be able to secure themselves and put money into place to protect their cyber resources. Clearly, they did something wrong because it was not a hard effort for the bad guys to get in by phoning somebody at the help desk and getting in. AT&T, there's a headline here. AT&T now says data breach impacts 51 million customers. AT&T does cybersecurity in some way, shape, or form, yet were unable to protect their data. Their data should have been encrypted at rest so that it would be hard for a bad guy to get in. Now, if the bad guy has legitimate credentials, that defeats the purpose. But clearly, you know, one of the things none of these companies are doing is any kind of zero trust, where it makes it much harder for a bad guy to move laterally within a network from point to point, because at each point you have to authenticate legitimate credentials. The problem here, zero trust is still in its infancy. It's expensive. People don't know how to utilize it. People think it becomes more problematic. So you're not seeing a huge deployment of zero trust capabilities. People certainly talk about it, think about it, want to do it. Whether they do it is another thing. Another thing that happened just this week, Sisense got hit as well. Sisense, this is from an article from Bleeping Computer, but the CISA is investigating a recent breach of data analytics company Sisense, an incident that impacted critical infrastructure organizations. Sisense is an American business intelligence software company founded in Israel and now headquartered in New York. Again, software company. They should understand cybersecurity, but their stuff got breached. So it's not, this is to say that, you know, everybody can be a victim, right? It's not like, you know, there's certain industries that are massively protected, and especially those in national defense are always going to be targeted. Healthcare, obviously going to be targeted, because PHI and personal health information is valuable on the dark web. So do I have a solution to this? Well, I have a thought. The first thought is organizations need to have some kind of look at their overall health of their cyber program, whatever that looks like. Like, what is their cyber leadership? Do they have a CIO? Do they have a CISO? Now, those are two different positions, have two different responsibilities, but they should work together. And in too many companies, the cybersecurity folks and the IT folks are fighting rather than working together. This is a problem. And companies need to figure out ways around that. And so at a minimum, companies need to find somebody who can come in and do some kind of general assessment just to say, here's things you need to fix or work on. And there's a lot of frameworks that allow you to look at your cybersecurity from a control perspective and say, are we doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. Now, some of them are lengthy, some of them are hard, and people don't want to do what's hard, because I've said before on this podcast on a Friday, people want an easy button. There's no easy button. The bad guys know there's no easy button, know you all want an easy button, know you're not going to get an easy button, and know they can continue to attack you at will until they find that way in, that the right email, the right whatever, to get someone to click on a link or someone to go to a website or a vulnerability that you don't patch that allows them to do some kind of buffer overflow to allow them admin access to a server. It depends, tons of ways. That's all bad guys do, is figure out ways to get in. And they always win, ultimately, and they win somewhere. So my suggestion is this: take the time, find someone who can do a minimal assessment for some basic cyber hygiene And start there. You have to start somewhere. If you're not doing anything, you're going to be attacked. You need to start doing something. Now, the sad thing is, honestly, this podcast is not going to reach a lot of people. I recognize that. I look at the numbers and I very much, very, very, very much appreciate those who download, listen, and respond to me on LinkedIn and thank me for what I'm doing. I very much appreciate you folks for doing that. My hope is that maybe some of you will pass this to others and say, hey, just take a listen to this 10 minutes and let's talk about how we can fix ourselves. I have many times at conferences offered a free hour of consulting where I'll say, just kind of give you an idea of where you can start, but no one wants to take me up on it. Again, there's an easy button right there, but no one even wants that easy button. So I'll leave it out there again. I am available for free to talk about your cybersecurity posture currently, give you advice on where to go forward, because my goal here with the podcast, with everything I do, is to help people not become victims. The problem is most people think they will not become a victim because they don't have anything anyone would want. And I'm sorry to say, everybody has something a cyber bad guy wants. Once again, thank you so much for listening, for downloading, for sharing this podcast when I post it on X or LinkedIn or whatever. I'm always open to dissenting views. If you think I'm way off on this, let me know. I'd be happy to have you on my Cyber Guy podcast, and we can talk at this in more greater detail. You can find me, Darren, at thecyberguy.com is my email, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R. You can obviously find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.in/DarrenMott, D-A-R-R-E-N-M-O-T-T. You can check out my Substack. I'm on X at thecyberguy, and those are probably the best places to find me. Do I have Instagram, Facebook? Yeah, but those platforms kind of suck for what I do, so I don't use them too much, but I'm happy to talk to anybody about these things and how to protect ourselves, not just from cyber criminals, because you've got nation state actors too that are even worse than the cyber criminals, but that's a Friday op-ed for another day. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back Monday because I'm pretty sure the cyber problem is going to continue throughout the weekend. Have a great rest of your day.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.